This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're going to be joined by Roger Stone in 5 minutes. With big breaking political analysis, and I gotta tell you, my heart always gets a little warmer when I see Roger. He just brightens my spirit. He brightens my soul. I really do love that man. But we're gonna get serious with Roger coming up. Now, ahead of this, let me tell you, we got. I mean, folks, this border thing is just out of control. Here we go. Customs and Border Protection cuts barbed wire barrier, allows illegal immigrants to flood into Eagle Pass, Texas. Now, look, they're running the whole show, okay? Border Patrol is running the entire show, and I feel bad for them. And you've seen some of the videos and some of the undercover videos, and we've interviewed some whistleblowers. They don't go on camera. They don't want their identities to be revealed because they get punished. You get punished for actually stopping illegal immigration if you're a member of Border Patrol. That's not rhetoric. You literally get punished. You saw what happened to the guy on horseback. They said he was whipping people. Just complete made-up lie. So that's the desperate lengths they'll go to punish Border Patrol for protecting the border. But, okay, now we see them cutting barbed wire to let them in. We see them putting ladders down at the walls so that they can climb up the ladders and get in. Obviously, they hop onto Border Patrol buses and they get brought in. They remove the wall in Arizona. They open the gates in Texas. They remove the floating barrier in Texas. So, no, the Border Patrol is facilitating this. Border Patrol are basically, they're like the pimps. Or they're like the bottom bitch that's out there running the whole thing. And I feel bad because these are good men and women, but I guess it's the same old story. In Biden's economy, everybody's broke. So they've got to put food on the table, and they've got to keep working. But you're looking at all the videos. I told my crew, yeah, just show the videos of the boat loads and the train loads and the plane loads and the bus loads and everything coming in. And then Jen Psaki says the border is secure. And this is a big issue, folks. Even Democrats are now realizing that this is a top issue. So Trump going hard on the border and hard on illegal immigration will reach Democrat voters. Elon Musk says he's going to be going down to the border. He says he spoke with Representative Tony Gonzalez, and he plans to visit Eagle Pass later this week. And again, he's sharing this footage. Now, last night, ladies and gentlemen, talk about heartbreaking stuff. Talk about gut-wrenching stuff. Grand City Border Patrol agents find a two-month-old child left abandoned at the border. This is a two-month-old baby, folks. I mean, I just, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Your heart just breaks. But okay, try to put the emotion down if you can. What type of a situation is there where a two-month-old baby gets abandoned at the border? Folks, it's basically your passport. You come across with a baby, you come across with a child, that's your free entry into the country. And a lot of times the individuals, I mean, can you imagine the type of individual that abandons a two-month-old? Okay, so probably let's just make a pretty safe assumption. That's a bad person. That's a real bad, bad person. But no, that's what they do, is they use children as their get-out-of-jail-free card. Look, it's my kid, it's my niece, it's my nephew, it's my baby. And then they get in the country, and then they abandon the children. And then these children basically just become tools of illegal immigration. They become profit, like a profit for the cartels and for the coyotes. And they just have these children, and they just use them as mules, and they just get passed and passed and passed and passed so people can get in. And then there's just wild scenes in New York City now every night. And there's debates on whether Mayor Greg Abbott's strategy busing them to New York is good or not. Honestly, I see both sides of this issue. Politically, I think it's worked because now the Democrats and specifically in New York City, realize how bad it is. But, folks, these scenes are out of control. New York City now preparing to spend another $1 billion on hotels to shelter illegal immigrants for up to three more years as they're sleeping on the streets, taking over the hotels, taking over everything. They're taking over our country.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And I'm joined by my former co-host, and also, they tried to make him a political prisoner first, Roger Stone. But before we bring Roger on live, Roger actually made the prediction of Michelle Obama running for president long before anyone else. In fact, this is a clip from 2019.
Now, as a veteran of many years in American politics, I'm going to tell you something somewhat shocking. Joe Biden will not be the nominee of the Democratic Party in 2024. Kamala Harris will briefly become president, but the only way in their party they can replace a woman of color is with another woman of color. And yes, you heard it here first. The Democratic nominee for president will be Michelle Obama.
Woo. Oh, the shock, the horror.
They have already rigged their primaries. The reason that they have canceled the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary is to put South Carolina, a state where a majority of the Democratic primaries are primary voters, are African Americans. And they will allow Gavin Newsom to purchase the vice presidential nomination, but the Obamas will hold him up for $600 or $800 million to do so. You heard it here first.
That's right.
Steve Bannon says it in 3 weeks. Remember, I said it first.
That's right. You did hear it from Roger Stone first. Now I got to tell you, folks, because I'm like a media addict. I'm not just a microphone fiend here on the air all the time. I'm also a media addict. I'm consuming 6 to 10 hours of media every day. And I'm just telling you right now, there's a reason why I consult with Roger Stone on a lot of political things before I take stuff to air, because he's got one of the highest batting averages in the league. Now, Roger, really, your prediction there is actually multidimensional, because we could be looking at a situation where maybe Biden does have to step down and Kamala Harris is president briefly. So even that had incredible foresight. But getting to the Michelle Obama issue, where do you stand on that today? Last time we spoke was after the Obama chef magically drowned in 3 feet of water right behind Obama's mansion. It looks like the riffraff from that has kind of maybe settled. The dust has settled. Maybe it won't be so politically impactful as we might have thought. So where do you stand on your first prediction from almost 5 years ago that Michelle Obama will be the 2024 nominee?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me back with you, Owen. The feeling is mutual, because my daily show at StoneZone.live airs the same time as your daily show, The War Room, where I was proud to be your co-host for over a year. I have to watch your show in rerun, but I literally never miss it. You're doing an amazing job. That particular clip actually is from this year, but it is accurate that all the way back to 2019, I foresaw the rise of Michelle Obama as the ultimate Democratic candidate. If anything, the situation has been expedited by the virtual collapse of Joe Biden on all fronts. First of all, his inability to perform on the stump, to put together a coherent sentence, to remember where he was yesterday, his constant falling down, these tall tales. He was born in the synagogues. He was raised in the synagogues of Delaware. No, wait a minute. I was raised by the Puerto Rican community in Delaware. No, wait a minute. I was a law professor in Philadelphia. I was arrested in the civil rights demonstrations of the 60s, which, of course, he wasn't. And then most disgracefully, this idea that he and his wife were bereft when they saw their son Beau's flag-draped coffin return from Iraq. And, of course, his son Beau tragically died of a brain tumor while serving as attorney general, not during military service. So the collapse of Biden plus the impact of his policies and the fact that he is utterly unelectable now, and that the sachems in the Democratic Party recognize that, I would only alter my prediction very slightly. I don't think that Joe will leave office early. Getting the two-thirds necessary in the U.S. Senate to impeach him, even in the face of growing evidence, what will ultimately be overwhelming evidence, is a hard barrier. And I guess Joe will never want to give up the ability to pardon himself, his son, and his brother and other members of the Biden crime family, which my guess is he will do after the next election, but before he leaves office. So I think in late November of this year, perhaps a little earlier than that, he will announce that he is not going to stand for re-election. The drumbeat is now overwhelming in his own party, and the same Democrats who know Joe Biden can't win know Kamala Harris cannot win, and therefore, just within the makeup of their party, as I said in that clip, the only way politically they can replace a woman of color who is at least theoretically next in line is with a more popular woman of color, in this case, Michelle Obama. She is extraordinarily popular in the country. She is viewed as non-political when she's very political. And viewers out there who want to make a crude joke about her gender or think this is some kind of joke, they need to think twice. She will be extraordinarily well-funded, and she leaves much of the baggage of the Bidens and the Biden administration behind. And then, as I said, Gavin Newsom, who is unfortunately for him a white guy in today's Democratic Party, will be allowed to purchase the vice presidential nomination by putting up hundreds of millions of dollars to fuel the ticket.
So how do you see this ouster of Joe Biden going? Because at least he's posturing that he wants to run. The Biden White House is posturing that he's running and he's the candidate. They are ignoring the campaign of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. with kind of the veil that, hey, Biden's the nominee. He's our guy. He's currently the president. So how does Biden cut a deal with the Democrats to kind of soft land this? Because I don't think he really wants to go up against them. He's obviously got his own problems. They obviously don't want him. I believe at this point Kevin McCarthy is doing the work of the Democrats and moving forward impeachment inquiries now so that they can use that to remove Biden without having to do it themselves. So what do you think the deal that gets made here for Biden to kind of have the switcheroo at the opportune moment for the Democrats without them doing too much damage to themselves?
Well, let me be very clear. I think that there's great internecine warfare going on inside the Democratic Party today. When powerful columnists at the New York Times and the Washington Post say that you should step aside, when the coverage of the epic corruption of Hunter Biden, as well as his father and his uncle, moved to the front pages of the mainstream media, when the Obamaites fire back by planting stories about Barack Obama allegedly being gay, you can see that there's a power struggle going on. Dr. Jill Biden does not want to leave. Joe Biden doesn't want to give up his ability to pardon his son, perhaps himself, his brother, and other members of the crime family. So what you have here, I think, is an internal struggle. But those who want to replace Joe are getting increasingly hysterical based on a political resurgence by Donald Trump that nobody could have foreseen. Trump is more popular today than he has ever been. Joe Biden rushing to Michigan to address auto workers. I don't know what he has that he could possibly say to them that would make them happy. He's
by the way,
out.
This is on the screen right now. This is one of the most awkward things I've ever seen from Joe Biden. I had not seen this yet. This is just strange.
Well, President Trump, I think, had a masterstroke. Instead of going to the debate, which is going to be a pretty sleepy affair, sponsored by Fox News, Trump, who's really speaking to the actual issues that affect the American people, decided that he would fly to Michigan and stand in solidarity with the United Auto Workers, who, let's face it, whose jobs are being phased out. Electric vehicle mandate will ultimately mean that all cars, to the extent you're allowed to own a car, Owen, will be made in China and will be fueled by electric. So I don't know what – I haven't had a chance to see this clip – I don't know what it is Joe Biden could possibly say.
This is a fresh clip. We're about to go to a break. Roger Stone is our guest. Joe Biden, somebody told him, hey, Joe, you better go to this auto worker strike before Trump does. But actually, that's going to be bad advice because now he's going to look even more of a fool than he already does. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You know what I was doing in the break? Heard from my friends at the federal government. I have to turn myself in by October 24th. That's what I did during the break. What did you guys do during the break? That's fun. So my speech is now incarceration worthy. What I say on this show, the Biden administration and the Department of Justice believes incarceration worthy. I'm probably going to have to be consulting with my lawyer at some point in time today. We are appealing it. The government has till the end of the week to respond to that. But that's what you get in Biden's America. That's what you get when the Democrats are attacking the First Amendment and want to incarcerate their opposition. In fact, I'll just do this right now. Hey, Norm, I'm hosting the Alex Jones Show right now. Let me call you back in the next break. Does that work? Oh. Okay. All right. Thank you. Yep. Okay. Sorry, guys. That's just how it goes when you're in the info war. Roger Stone is with us. All right, Roger. You know all about this too well. You were a co-host with me when you were going through your persecution. Well, let's talk about what's going on here. Joe Biden in this video, because you said it in the last segment, and then Joe Biden gives you the proof. I mean, this guy obviously is not very well. Cognitively, he's not very well. He's pretty much a controlled president. He said so in so many words multiple times during his presidency, saying, oh, I can't do that, or oh, I can't do that, oh, they'll get mad if I do this. He gets off the stage and he does this wandering act, like, where am I going? What am I doing? But obviously they thought it was a strategic move to send him up to the auto worker strike before Trump got up there. And then he fumbles and bumbles around. He grabs a megaphone out of somebody's hands. I mean, this is just embarrassing. And now we're going to have that juxtaposed with Trump, who's going to be there tomorrow during the Republican debates, and it's going to be smooth, it's going to be charismatic. I mean, how damaging are these public events for Joe Biden, from your political expertise? I mean, this does not look good.
Well, in all honesty, Owen, the decision to go to Michigan was not necessarily a bad decision. Their real problem is that Joe Biden has nothing to say to these union members that is going to console or help them. And I understand why they're doing this. A year ago, a polling showed among union members, Biden leading Trump 51-42. Today, Trump is leading Biden among union members 46-43. That's because union members are well aware of the cost of gasoline. Union members are well aware of the 76% increase in the cost of basic groceries. Union members are having a hard time making ends meet because of the epic inflation that is destroying the buying power of the dollar. Union members are struggling, yet they see their own country shipping billions of dollars to Ukraine to protect their border, when union members are concerned about their country being flooded with illegals who may attack them, may rob them, may try to sell drugs to their kids, or may ultimately be in a position to take their jobs if there are any jobs left. So Joe Biden has no message for these people. Donald Trump tomorrow, I think, is going to give an extraordinary speech that will be content laden because he's opposed to the electrical vehicle mandates that are trying to be forced on us by the Biden administration. And he understands that nobody will be able to afford a car if we don't do something to drop the cost of gasoline, which, of course, was at all-time lows as we moved not only through independent energy independence, but actually to energy dominance, where we would have been us not only being able to sell our own country at the cheapest prices ever, but also being able to export it to other countries. This is one of Donald Trump's greatest, I think, his greatest achievements. So the deep state is in a tizzy. They are in a complete tailspin because their entire strategy to take down Donald Trump is backfiring very badly. The idea here was to destroy Trump, to sap his campaign funds, because he had to use money to spend on lawyers, to destroy his campaign schedule because he has to sit in a courtroom through some period of the campaign schedule, and to further blacken his name with the American people. None of that is working. It's backfiring in spectacular fashion. I've known Donald Trump for 45 years. I've wanted him to run for president, as you know, since 1988. I'm a long-term student of polling pertaining to Donald Trump, and I can tell you definitively he has never been stronger than he is at this exact moment, not in 2016, not in 2020, not ever. So he's a natural phenomena, and he really clearly understands the stakes in this next election. He understands that this is, as he puts it, the final battle. Either we defeat the globalists in this next election, or it's all over for America. And when Rachel Maddow says, well, if Trump wins, it may be our last American election, again, Alinsky's rules. No, actually, if it looks like Trump is going to win, I don't put it beyond this administration to start a purposeful war with Russia so they can enact the War Powers Act in order to postpone the next election indefinitely. Here's the thing about the left. Everything they're accusing you of doing is exactly what they themselves are doing.
It really is that simple, whether it's them claiming you're a racist or whether it's them claiming it'll be the last American election. It really is that simple, Roger. Whatever the American left claims you're doing, it's what they're doing. It's kind of like Maxine Waters did an interview on MSNBC, and she claims that Republicans want to destroy America, and then every Democrat Party policy is destroying America. Just look at the major metropolitan cities that are all destroyed with decades of Democrat Party leadership. But let me ask you a question here. Kevin McCarthy. Now, this guy's been pretty much an empty suit. His whole fight for the speakership, it now seems to have appeared to have been for nothing. I'm now convinced that Kevin McCarthy is working for the Democrats. Again, you mentioned the media now flipping on Biden. All of a sudden, the poll numbers are saying Trump is kicking Biden's ass. I think they always have been, but now they're just admitting it. And now you have Kevin McCarthy finally filing articles of impeachment for an impeachment inquiry. To me, this all looks like all moves by the Democrat Party establishment to get Biden out of the way. It looks like McCarthy is the Republican wing of the Democrat Party. Do you agree with that analysis?
I think it may be only a slight overstatement. Look, I very much admire the efforts by Congressman Matt Gaetz to keep Kevin McCarthy's feet held to the fire. He made a number of pledges when we allowed him to become speaker, and he hasn't kept his word on any of it. Why no member of the Biden family has yet to be subpoenaed by this Congress to testify in open session? Why we have not published, other than the one congressman, Jason Smith, who did publish the actual documents proving the cover-up by the DOJ and the IRS of the Hunter Biden investigation, why are the Republicans in the House dragging their feet? So while I may have some minor quibbles with Matt Gaetz over some Florida politics, he continues to laud Ron DeSantis. I do not. I think Ron DeSantis is a backstabbing, treacherous weasel. That's inside the family fighting. I think what Matt Gaetz is doing overall in calling out Kevin McCarthy shows that he's a true America first patriot. And McCarthy, I think, sadly, his days are numbered if he doesn't take action. He promised us action.
Yep.
He became speaker only because of those promises.
Yep.
Well, we're ready for him to step up to the plate. We're not for an impeachment inquiry. We're for moving articles of impeachment.
And let's get some subpoenas going as well. Roger Stone is with us. It's the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
So, you know, you've seen the famous clip of Bill O'Reilly when his teleprompter doesn't work and he goes crazy, and it's the famous F it, we'll do it live. And most news hosts can't even go on air without a teleprompter or somebody in their ear telling them what's going on. Here's what we deal with at InfoWars. In the last break, I was in communication with the federal government that tell me I have till October 24th to turn myself into jail for my speech. And then in the last break, I was talking to my lawyer and just getting him the updated legal documents and getting an updated status as far as our appeal is concerned. And also, just as a little added bonus, the U.S. government is still in possession of two of my phones. Okay? So they still have two of my phones. I guess they want to hang on to those forever or until the end of the case. So that's what we deal with. And then I have to come on air and host the show with the great Roger Stone. And by the way, we're just fine. But see, that's what we do here at InfoWars. But okay, you know, it just kind of adds to the gravity and the reality of the situation when the federal government calls you and says you have till October 24th to turn yourself in and then go through all the rules and regulations and everything else about it. And you're facing 2 months in jail for your speech. And yes, it is my speech. You can read the sentencing memo for yourself. 30-page sentencing memo, 4 sections of it, all about my speech, all about my speech. So, yeah, this is a big case. Now, sure, I could just turn myself in and serve 2 months in jail and hopefully wipe my hands with it. Of course, then there's the added love of the supervised probation a year after, which is, by the way, unprecedented. Never happens. You either get incarceration or supervised probation. You never get both. But they want to give me both. They really want to send a message, don't they? They really want to make an example of me. So that's the loving government. Oh, and let me just say, by the way, added bonus. I also had 2 government agents at my house this morning for a house visit just to make sure that everything is above board and that I'm on good behavior. So that's what I deal with for my speech. So 2 government agents at my house this morning. 1 government agent calling me, telling me I have till October 24th to send myself in, going through all the regulations, sending me the documents. And then I've also had multiple phone calls with my lawyers today. And hey, just a little fun here. Let's just also host the Alex Jones Show with Roger Stone. Why not? Let's just do it all, shouldn't we? So that's the life of an InfoWars host. But let me just tell you, I'm honored to be here. I'm honored to be here. Better men have come before me. Like Roger Stone, and better men have inspired me, and Roger is sitting here waiting patiently. I know he understands why I'm doing this. He's done this before himself. But folks, let me just say, I have watched men like Roger Stone and Alex Jones and Donald Trump and Clay Clark and Mike Flynn and so many others, and when they're faced down with this tyrannical government pursuing them and politically persecuting them, they never flinched, they never hesitated, so how could I? And you've never flinched in your support of me and my legal fund either. And so I'm eternally grateful for that. So you're not going to see me cower. You're not going to see my knees shake. You're not going to see me, oh my gosh. Oh. It's not going to happen. So I'm only more determined in the pursuit of freedom and truth. I'm only more committed to our mission of saving this country for future Americans. Because here's the thing, folks. This is a precedent-setting case. If they incarcerate me for my speech, and this is why we're appealing, and if this has to go to the Supreme Court, it will. If they can incarcerate Owen Schroyer for his speech, then they can incarcerate you for your speech next. And so that's why this case is huge. So, defendowen.com. They want to come after me? That's what they're going to do, only because they want to come after you next. So please continue to support us. DefendOwen.com. My lawyer is busy today working on the appeal, dealing with the new documents we just got sent with my expected date to turn myself in. So this is what you get, folks. This is the most corrupt time in American history. Journalists have never been politically persecuted like this. Candidates have never been politically persecuted like this. Political pundits like Roger Stone have never been politically persecuted like this. But this is it. I mean, this is the evidence of the corruption. It's total vindication of everything we've talked about. That's what this is. So it's almost this weird Twilight Zone level where it's like, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, but by the way, we are going to throw you in jail. It's like, hey, the government's really not that corrupt. Biden isn't really corrupt. There's no political persecution going on. But by the way, Schroyer, we're throwing your ass in jail for your speech. See? But see, there's no government corruption. So defendowen.com. And folks, I'm banned everywhere. Okay, I'm one of the few men in the world that's still banned on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and everything else. But thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com, I've still got this platform. I can still do big interviews with guests like Roger Stone. So continue to support us at InfoWarsStore.com as well. All right, Roger, I wanted to get into these latest political polls. I wanted to get into these latest political odds and some other news with you. But I've gone long here. I apologize. You're sitting there patiently. I mean, do you want to respond to this? I kind of want you to. You've been through the political ringer. You've been through the political persecution. You've been lied about by Democrats. I mean, you know, just talk to the audience about your experience with that and how important it is for Americans to stand strong, because you inspired me, Roger. You never hesitated. Even when you were facing death in jail, you still told the truth.
Well, Owen, I very distinctly remember standing with you in a cold hotel hallway praying together the week of my trial, and you inspired me to hold fast to the truth. And I want you to know that not only am I, but every member of my family is praying for you now in this crucible. What's going on here, I think, is abundantly clear. But we really pray for your safety, and we pray for justice in your case. You have stood up like a man. You refuse to make up false testimony against others, as I did. And I'm convinced, regardless of how this turns out, you will emerge stronger and better for it and closer to the Lord. I know that liberals snicker. I know that elitists think it's a joke when I talk about my redemption in Jesus Christ. You know what? I don't really care what they think. I only care what he thinks. And he has a plan, and I don't think that plan includes the destruction of America. In fact, I think it actually includes an incredible reawakening of America, because the more outrageous the deep state gets in their efforts to cancel the U.S. Constitution, the more authoritarian they get, the more abusive they get, the more Americans wake up. So bless you in this moment. I understand it's a difficult time for you, but everyone in the Stone family, indeed all my friends, are praying that you will rise like a phoenix from the ashes, and the Lord will protect you in this moment.
Well, I love that, Roger, and it means everything. And I've just, you know, like I said, I feel like the richest man, I feel like the wealthiest man, or the wealthiest I've ever been, not because of the status of my bank account, it's not really impressive, but because of all the friends and all the family and all the words of encouragement and the prayers that I know are coming my way, it makes me feel like the wealthiest man. And so that just gives me the confidence to walk with my head held high and know that the Lord is with me, that our divine creator is here, and that he has a plan for all of this. And so it's just, again, folks, I mean this sincerely. If I didn't have the men coming before me to inspire me, like Roger Stone and Alex Jones and Donald Trump and all the other men I mentioned and all the other men that have not even hesitated dealing with this tyranny, then I wouldn't have that example set. So, you know, I've kind of coined this phrase, and I hope that it pays forward to the future generations of Americans. Better men have come before me, and I challenge better men to come after me. Roger, I want to get into this on the other side. We'll actually get back into the political coverage here with the poll numbers. But just final words in closing, how important it is that we get this next election right.
This is, as Donald Trump put it, the final battle. Look, there's two parts of this. I think we all know it. Donald Trump can go into Election Day with a massive lead, and he can still be cheated out of the presidency. We have not yet grappled with the question of election integrity. We need to ensure that the next elections are free, fair, honest, and transparent. Some say it is too late. It is not too late, but everything must be done properly, legally, and technologically to ensure that Trump's massive lead is not buried in a blizzard of fake ballots and mail-in ballots and so on. So we need to be praying for total victory, because this is indeed the final battle. We'll talk about it on the other side. In the meantime, lawyers are very expensive, folks. Owen Schroyer really needs your support. I've been in his position. Please go to his...
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club. Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Back here on the Alex Jones Show with Roger Stone. Now, Roger, obviously, the poll numbers are all favoring Trump. I don't know how they haven't always favored Trump. I'm kind of the belief that polls are propaganda, and now the reason why they want them all to show that Trump can beat Biden is because the Democrats want to get rid of Biden. But, you know, the Vegas odds makers always seem to have the inside baseball. They always seem to have their finger to the pulse, whether it's sports or politics, and they do still have Donald Trump and Joe Biden neck and neck, but they have Gavin Newsom as the number three candidate right now, ahead of Robert Kennedy Jr., Michelle Obama, Ron DeSantis, Vivek Ramaswamy, and the list goes on from there. We also have Sean Hannity, who's going to be hosting a debate with DeSantis and Newsom. What do you think is the strategy here? I don't think any of this is coincidence. To me, this just shows that the political establishment wants DeSantis and Newsom in the race, I guess, whether it's for president or vice president. But what do you think about that?
I think it's going to be interesting. For Ron DeSantis, it's a Hail Mary pass. I mean, his candidacy is literally collapsing. The latest polls in New Hampshire show that he has dropped from a high of 42 at one point to now about 10% of the vote, vying for a fourth place finish. His campaign has collapsed in every state because there is no rationale for his candidacy. The original concept of his running, the original rationale, was that when Trump was charged in these various states with these fabricated crimes, his money would dry up, his support would collapse, and his candidacy would be over. It's been the exact opposite of that. The attack on Trump, the tsunami of lawfare, has turbocharged his candidacy. So there is no rationale. Additionally, the truth is, Ron DeSantis is in trouble back here in Florida. We have an insurance crisis. We have a malaria crisis. We have a rising crime crisis. And where's the governor? Oh, he's in Iowa. So I think this is a high-profile opportunity for him to try to somehow reboot his campaign. This will be the fifth reboot. In the case of Gavin Newsom, I think this is an opportunity to showcase himself, because even he cannot be blind to the fact that his fellow Democrats realize that Joe Biden is a stone-cold loser, that he cannot possibly get through a debate with Donald Trump, never mind an election campaign. And therefore, this is a way for Gavin Newsom, while pretending to be loyal to Biden, which he continues to pretend to be, to showcase himself and advertise his availability in the event that the reach for Michelle Obama, who has never held public office, is too great. So these guys both want to be president. I think one of them has a long-term prospect of being president. That would be Gavin Newsom. I think Ron DeSantis has damaged his brand incredibly just through the mere act of treachery and backstabbing of running against the man who elevated him from being a complete political unknown to the governorship of one of the most powerful states in the country. So this debate is going to be very interesting. I don't really know how Gavin Newsom can defend his record in California. It is a record of disaster. And I think he's going to go after Ron DeSantis on the growingly obvious corruption that's going on in Florida. But when Ron DeSantis, for example, takes $9.5 million from Florida Power and Light and their subsidiaries, and the people of Florida get a 22% increase in our electricity rates, that kind of reeks of corruption, wouldn't you say? Or when Ron DeSantis takes $4.5 million from the insurance industry, and a law is passed that says if your home was destroyed in the recent hurricane, or either one of the recent hurricanes, and you don't like the offer of your home insurance company because it won't cover the cost of the replacement of your roof or your entire home, you can no longer sue the insurance company under a law signed by Ron DeSantis. I just give you those two examples. So it's going to be very interesting to see what both of these individuals have to say in the debate. When it comes to just the record, clearly DeSantis has an advantage. On the other hand, Gavin Newsom is much better on television, more telegenic, seems to actually, despite that I don't like his politics, seems to actually have a personality.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, I certainly don't have the, let's say, vitriol towards Ron DeSantis that that you may have, but there's no doubt either he lacked the political savvy to not get in bed with the Bush wing of the Republican Party and to not run against Donald Trump, or he took bad advice. And now it seems not just that his political career is shot, in my view, but it's like any charisma he had is completely shot. It's like he knows everybody looks at him as a phony now. And so I don't see – it's too bad, too, because you said it. How do you even compare and contrast the state of California to the state of Florida? I mean, California is hemorrhaging people. They can't leave fast enough. Meanwhile, people are moving to Florida like their life depends on it. And maybe if they're leaving California, it does. And I mean, California is set to lose even more electoral votes – at this rate, and Florida gained more. And on that issue, I want to bring this to your attention. Now, Frank Luntz tweeted this out, and so you know he loves propping up what the Democrats want to do, what the deep state wants to do. 65% of Americans want presidential elections to be decided by a nationwide popular vote. 33% want to keep the Electoral College. This is from Pew Research. Majority of Americans continue to favor moving away from Electoral College. Well, this just shows to me that the American people are ignorant on what the Electoral College really does and how genius it actually is. But this is kind of the Democrat Party pipe dream in a way, Roger. This is how they can accomplish their one-party state. Now, it might be too aggressive or too early for them to try to move from this, but do you think if they see that their political party is a dying breed, that they might just go full out to try to end the Electoral College?
I think it's entirely possible. Look, having the president elected by popular vote puts an absolute premium on voter fraud. The founding fathers were geniuses when they devised a system that protected the smaller states and made them equal to the larger states. When I said recently in a video that Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution gives grants to the state legislatures the authority to award the electoral votes to a presidential candidate based on the popular vote within the state, I was accused by the folks at MSNBC of advocating fake electors. I never said anything about fake electors. What I said is historically, legally, and constitutionally absolutely correct. So I support the Electoral College system. I think it has worked for this nation since 1776. It works today. It is not a perfect system. But I guarantee you, I would not like to leave the election of the president to these corrupt urban machines in places like Chicago and Los Angeles and New York. No presidential candidate would visit a small or medium-sized state under any other scenario. And we would be at the mercy of those who steal votes by the 100,000.
And then you become at the mercy of New York City and Los Angeles or San Francisco and these population-dense areas, Chicago. And then no other votes matter. I mean, folks, when you look at the breakdown of a political or electoral map, whether it's by district, by county, by state, you'll find, well, most of the map is red. Well, exactly. That's why the Democrats want to get rid of the Electoral College so that they can dominate every vote with four or five populist areas. One more question for you, Roger, before we let you go. Tulsi Gabbard slams Democrats for abuse of power in pursuit of Trump, turning America into a banana republic. Now, you talk to people from all different political backgrounds. You've been involved in politics for a long time. Is this the attitude of a lot of classical Democrat liberals? Is this the attitude of Democrat voters who have just been voting Democrat because they're anti-war or pro-civil rights? I mean, I don't think it's just Tulsi Gabbard and some of these others that are switching party affiliation. To me, this has to strike right to the core of the Democrat Party. They have to know that this is how people feel.
Well, just like in the Republican Party, there's a major disconnect between the party leadership and the grassroots of the party. I still think that's true in the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party leadership is now controlled by ultra-progressive socialists, if not communists or Marxists. But there are still some working-class, patriotic, pro-capitalist Americans in the Democratic Party. They have gravitated so far to the candidacy of Robert F. Kennedy. They're going to be denied the option to vote for him in the general election, in my opinion, because their process is completely and totally rigged against him. But where do those Kennedy voters go? They don't go to Joe Biden. They don't go to Gavin Newsom or Michelle Obama or whoever replaces Joe Biden. I think that they are potentially Trump voters, and therefore the Kennedy candidacy could still have an enormous impact on this election.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've got some Kennedy supporters right here in the crew, and I don't blame them for it. I mean, I won't speak for them, but my guess is if they had to choose between Trump or some other Democrat, they'd probably go with Trump. They might vote Kennedy third party. But do you think Kennedy might run third party or even become Trump's vice president? Final word, Roger Stone.
That's a very tough question to answer quickly, but let me try. Getting on the ballot as an independent is an incredibly time-intensive, labor-intensive.
What about Trump's VP? Yes or no?
I'd like to see it, but there are a lot of legal obstacles.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.